Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for rain with a high of 73. Tonight, 80% chance for showers with a low of 60. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 25-year-old Brody I. Merbarger appeared in a status hearing via Zoom in Wayne County Circuit Court this morning. His attorney Christian J. Barrill and state's attorney Kevin Kakak discussed the possible setting of a jury trial, as the county is once again able to schedule them with declining COVID numbers. They agreed to meet privately for scheduling and then advised the court in a later meeting as to their progress. Judge Michael Molt said the court generally holds jury trials on the first and third Mondays of a month, and the county is relatively open in its schedule for the next several months. The court did set another pretrial conference for June 29th at 9 a.m. Barring a compelling reason against, that meeting will be held in person in the courthouse. More news next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA Choice Beef Rump Roast, $4.49 a pound. USDA Inspected Whole Beef Ribeyes or Strips, $7.88 a pound. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $2.99. And all varieties Eckridge Hot Dogs, $1.29 and a 12-ounce package. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save a Lot store located on West Main.
Summer classes at Frontier Community College are a great chance to pick up essential college credits. We offer in-demand classes like psychology, geography, speech, and writing that can be transferred to most four-year colleges. Frontier Community College offers in-person, online, and hybrid classes, allowing you to learn even with the busiest schedule. To view a complete list of our summer courses, visit iecc.edu/schedule.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the holiday weekend. 41-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher W. Melton and 26-year-old Flora resident Megan R. Harville were arrested early this morning by Fairfield police. According to police reports, at approximately 4:15, police responded to the 1300 block of West Delaware to investigate a domestic disturbance. Officers met with Melton, who said the incident was only verbal in nature. However, a witness and Harville, his girlfriend, said he had choked and battered Harville. Melton was arrested for domestic battery and held in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Harville was wanted on a Clay County warrant for assault, and she was taken to the jail with bond set at $750. Illinois State Police arrested 46-year-old Spencer, Indiana resident Joshua M. Barnes and 43-year-old Fairfield resident Desiree E. Van Huel Saturday. Barnes was charged with aggravated fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, and he was held pending the setting of bond. Van Huel was charged with DUI alcohol, given a notice to appear, and released. 41-year-old Fairfield resident Amanda G. Garner was arrested by Fairfield police Saturday on a Kankakee County failure to appear warrant for shoplifting, and she was held with bond set at $1,595. Wayne County deputies arrested 30-year-old Felicia A.J. McKinney and 20-year-old Brady M. Thomason, both of Fairfield, yesterday. McKinney was wanted on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for theft, retail theft, and driving with a suspended license, and she was held pending the posting of $595 bond. Thomason was wanted on a Clay County failure to appear warrant for possession of between 10 and 30 grams of cannabis, and he was held pending the posting of $395 bond. The Edwards County Ministerial Alliance is sponsoring a series of free lunches at the Pagoda on the Edwards County Courthouse Square this summer. The lunches are mainly for children, but anyone is welcome. Lunch will be served from 11:30 to 12:30 each weekday, and the menu will be determined by the church serving the meal on that particular day. Monday meals will be handled by the Free Methodist Church, today's meal, and future Tuesdays by the Christian Church, Wednesdays by the First Methodist Church, Thursdays by the House of Prayer, and Fridays by the Baptist Church. Wayne City High School and Frontier Community College graduate Jayla Scott recently received a $1,000 scholarship from the Daughters of the American Revolution Old Goshen Trail Chapter in Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon Township High School graduate Lauren Berry also received a scholarship. The National DAR Society offers more than 25 scholarships, and 8 $1,000 scholarships are administered through the Illinois State Organization. Scott plans to attend SIU, and Berry plans to go to Wren Lake College before moving on to a university to major in business. Illinois lawmakers have voted in favor of several changes to state election law, including moving the March primary to June. The later date would only be in effect for next year, and Representative Maurice West says the primary would go from March 15th to June 28th.
The state has always had a really long window between the primary and the general, which makes the political season long and risky, negatively affecting public policymaking. So our proposal is to do this one-time change just to see how it works, and I think it will be beneficial to the state, and then it can maybe be something we keep moving forward. It adds the high school voter registration, requires the high schools to permit voter registration on the premises and provide application information to students. This is a great way for civic engagement for our students.
The bill would also make General Election Day in November a state and school holiday, let sheriffs set up temporary polling places for inmates who haven't been convicted, and let people register for permanent vote-by-mail status. 41-year-old Vandalia resident Timothy M. Funk died Friday afternoon in a work-related fall in the Metro East area. Madison County Coroner Stephen Nons says Funk was working on a hotel sign in Pontoon Beach when he fell from a bucket lift, which had broken from its support arm. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Authorities are investigating what happened to the bucket lift. Fairfield Community High School Assistant Principal Bobby Wells says the school, as of now, plans to move away from the block schedule used for classes this past year.
The plan is right now to go back to the typical 46-minute periods, 8-to-3 schedule, the way it has been the last several years. There may be some slight tweaks in terms of minutes and hours and some things that way, but nothing drastic like this last year was. And that's, of course, under all the assumption that everything with COVID and the restrictions go away like we are anticipating them to, right, and that we have been told that they are. But the plan is to get back to as normal school next year as possible.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Wells says the school hopes to be completely maskless next year, but it's waiting to see where the CDC, IDPH, and State Board of Education guide them in the coming months. He also said truancy may be an issue next year as schedules return to normal.
With all of the COVID breaks and everything like that we had, only going to school until essentially 1:40 every day, getting the kids to come back and be willing to be there from 8 to 3 and understand that absences that were this year that were connected to COVID hopefully are not going to be there come next year and keep those kids. So I think that's going to be one of the biggest challenges we'll see, as well as some other school districts are going to see. One of the things that we're looking forward to is just having all the kids back in the building, you know, and a sense of normalcy, whether that would be in athletics, academics. When people say, oh, what's normal? Normal's 8 to 3. It's kids going to dances. It's kids being goofy. It's kids getting into trouble and just working through those types of things. That's what I want more so than anything else.
He also spoke on the teacher shortage in the state, saying he's been impressed with local lawmakers in their efforts to make teaching a more enticing option for a career path. A good crowd was on hand yesterday for Memorial Day services in the Veterans section of Maple Hill Cemetery. Dave Land served as MC of the event, and the opening prayer was provided by J.C. McDuffie. Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith was the speaker. Though not a soldier himself, he spoke of the sacrifices many have made throughout the years, particularly for the upcoming anniversary of D-Day.
I think about what it must have been like to be pulled off a tractor in Wayne County, to be sent halfway across the world, to have your whole life ahead of you only to understand that it was going to end in the next 48 hours. To jump off a landing craft, to wade into a hail of bullets and artillery. I think about 6,600 souls that stood before our Lord Jesus Christ on that day, not as soldiers, but as souls who forfeited their mortal lives, who stood in the breach of history and made my life as a free person possible. I shudder to imagine a world where the greatest generation failed in their mission to end fascism. Future generations will be direct benefactors of their actions.
Dreith also spoke on the city and its traditions on Memorial Day.
I'm so very proud to be the mayor of this community, a community that stops each year to come here and remember. Our local culture demands it. It's what makes small town life worth living. While we're here, millions of Americans don't really even understand the history and the meaning of Memorial Day, shamefully. For them, it's a three-day holiday, the beginning of summer, a doubleheader at the ballpark, or a barbecue. We know that Memorial Day is a time to pause, remember, reflect, and honor the fallen.
American Legion Post 176 Commander Tom Seaman and VFW Post 4535 Commander Ron Van Buskirk laid the wreath on the Monument of the Unknown Soldier, and Doug Amann played taps. An archived video of the program can be viewed on WFIWradio.com. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith reports the county's 2021 mobile home tax bills were mailed last month. The due date is July 30th, and a late fee of $25 will be assessed August 1st. An additional $25 fee will be added every month the tax is delinquent. 258 bills were mailed this year, and the total 2021 extension is $23,278.10. The 2020 extension was $23,391.26. Payment may be made in person, mailed to the Edwards County Collector at 50 East Main Suite 11 in Albion, or placed in the drop box on the northeast corner of the courthouse in front of the cell tower. Anyone with questions should call Smith's office at 445-3581. State lawmakers have approved a more than $42 billion budget for the new fiscal year. The budget passed both the House and Senate along party lines. Democrats, like Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago, tout the plan for increasing money for education, paying down the state debt, ending some corporate tax breaks, and using $2.5 billion in federal American Rescue Plan funding for economic recovery programs and infrastructure.
This budget turned out much better than I think any of us could have imagined when we stood here in February and when we listened to Governor Pritzker present the very first remote budget address to the state of Illinois. This budget is balanced. It's responsible. It puts us on the path towards fiscal responsibility and to a brighter day for the state of Illinois.
House GOP leader Jim Durkin voted against the budget, saying it spends too much and doesn't do enough to get the state back on track. Republicans say the budget includes a pay raise for state lawmakers and $1 billion in member initiative money to hand out in their districts.
I think it's pretty obvious that people are not calling Illinois their home anymore. They are truly leaving our state. That's clear. And once again, this budget, and frankly, this session, have stolen my optimism and the hope that so many Illinoisans had for a new day in Springfield.
Once signed into law, the new budget will take effect July 1st. The State Department of Public Health announced 521 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 33 additional deaths. No new cases were reported in Wayne County. Clay County added 2 from last Sunday to yesterday and sat at 1,488. Statewide totals sat at 1,382,186 cases and 22,827 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for May 24th through the 30th was 1.6%. The southern region had a rate of 1.4% on the 28th, down from 1.5% on the 27th. Voters will be asked in the November 2022 election if Illinois workers should have a fundamental right to unionize. Kim Howard has the story.
The proposed constitutional amendment creates a fundamental right for workers to unionize and collectively bargain. No local laws could supersede that right. It's sponsored by Representative Marcus Evans of Chicago, who urged his colleagues to vote yes.
Where do you stand when you look that working mother in your community in the eye, and do you want her to have collective bargaining? Do you want to have representation? Or do you want to follow many other states as they continue to, with a concerted effort, take away the rights of the working man and woman? You got to make a decision.
Representative Blaine Willauer of Effingham says this will drive businesses out of state.
I support unions and non-unions, but let's recognize unions don't create jobs. Special interest pandering may create campaign donations, but it doesn't create jobs.
A two-thirds majority of House and Senate lawmakers approve the change, but the final say will be up to the voters. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois lawmakers also approved a bill that would allow bars to offer a free shot, beer, or glass of wine to those who can show proof of COVID vaccination. If signed into law by the governor, the promotion would run June 10th through July 10th. It would also extend the current Cocktails to Go law, enacted to help bars and restaurants during the pandemic. Representative Sarah Feigenholtz of Chicago says the measure was vital.
It's really important that we give our hospitality, small businesses, independent businesses, every lever we can to stay alive and to survive.
The Cocktails to Go law would last until 2024 under the bill. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Southern Illinois turns a bright right now for HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal experts and a 0.00% financing. For the right temperature all year round, call your local heating and cooling guy, Bright Right Now or HVAC, 214-2593.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 73, and we've had some sprinkles here in the area so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,584, up 54. The NASDAQ is at 13,740. That is down 8. July crude oil is at $67.78. That is up $1.46. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Charles A. Duckworth died on Monday. Charles Duckworth is survived by children Greg and Deborah, one granddaughter, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services for Charles Duckworth will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Hammock Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Jeremy Smith with your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today calling for a 50% chance of showers, cloudy skies with a high around 73. Overnight tonight, an 80% chance of showers with thunderstorms possible, low around 60. Wednesday calling for an 80% chance of showers and storms, high near 73 with low around 61. And a 60% chance of showers and storms on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny. Thursday's high 79 with a low around 60.